The year is 2018. It was imperative for Tokoda to not allow the outside world in. Tokoda, however, could not keep his mind from thinking of this strange woman. He could sense she was still alive, but just barely. Maybe he just needed to help put her out of her misery. His instincts told him to sit still, so he did. The strange man brought back a shovel and other unknown items. It took the stranger an hour to dig a 2-foot-deep grave, remove the victim's clothing, and place the body in the grave. He covered the grave with dead leaves and then left an indent on a nearby tree to mark the burial site. He picked up the shovel from his victim's clothes and began walking in Tokoda's direction. Tokoda's heart raced, and he wondered if he would have to confront this monster. He had to protect the entrance of the cave. This was his job. It was his shift to protect the cave entrance from any wanderers. This man was getting too close to Tokoda's liking. Just as Tokoda was about to stand and attack, the stranger stopped and abruptly dug a second, shallow grave, and threw the shovel and clothes into it. He covered it with his bare hands and finished it up by covering it with dead leaves. Tokoda watched as the man walked away, disappearing into the woods. He listened carefully and heard a loud draw and then a low rumble. He saw lights appear, back away from the forest, and then disappear into the darkness. Tokoda waited until the sound completely went away. He stepped out of his protective space and peered over at the gravesite. Something was not right. He suddenly realized what had been missing. It was the spirit of death. The elders had told him about it. This meant the will to live is strong. He admired this and could not resist the desire to rescue her. He ran to the small mound of dirt, and the smell of freshly turned soil filled his nostrils. As he began searching for her head, he heard a faint heartbeat, an encouraging sound that pushed him to search faster. He revealed her head as she gasped for air, only to suck in the dirt. She began coughing, and Tokoda worked quickly to clear off the top half of her body while lifting her upright to help clear her lungs. He rubbed his hands together vigorously until the friction became heat. Then the heat became a lit ball of healing energy. He placed his palm with the glowing ball of power on her back where her lungs would be. She coughed violently until she spat out all the dirt that got into her lungs. "You're going to be all right. I'm here to help you." Tokoda gently spoke to her in his native tongue. The beautiful stranger wept as he worked on removing her from the grave. She was naked, dirty, and bloody. Yet, at her worst, Tokoda could see that she was a beauty captured in its innocence.